rest of the story. Jane was nearly as old as the century itself. A widow for 38 years, when in the late summer of 1885, she read the startling and wonderful news in the town newspaper. At the end of September, right there in Keokuk, Iowa, the Tri-State Old Settlers Association would hold a reunion. And among the names mentioned in the article was that of Dr. Richard Barrett. Well, Jane called to her elder son, Orion, with whom she lived, and beseeched him to escort her. Of course, he said he would. But what was his mother's particular interest in this Dr. Barrett, Orion wanted to know. Well, Jane thought for a moment, and that's when she decided it was time to tell her son the rest of the story. That when Jane was 18, she'd met and fallen in love with a young medical student named Richard Barrett. He lived many miles from her home, but visited often. The trouble was, Richard was shy. He seemed quite taken with a pretty red-haired Jane, but he never quite managed to say what he felt. And then one day, Richard learned there was to be a party in a neighboring town, so he wrote to Jane's uncle. And in the letter, he confided that he loved Jane, he wished to marry her, and he requested that her uncle bring Jane to the party in his buggy, and Richard would take her home later and use the opportunity to propose. But Jane's uncle read the letter aloud. So instead of being delighted, she was furious all of those months, and not a word of what was in Richard's heart. Why should something so intimate, so important, be revealed to somebody else before she had a chance to hear it? I am not going, the girl told her uncle. I'm just not going. And naturally, when she failed to show up, Richard took it to mean Jane didn't love him. Heartbroken, he would not attempt to see her again, and he never did. For Jane took his sudden absence from her life to mean that he did not love her, and angrily, she vowed to marry the very next man who asked, and that man was Orion's father, John, now dead almost 40 years. I never loved your father, Jane confessed. Yet this obviously painful revelation came as no surprise to her son. Orion's parents had always acted politely toward each other, but he'd never seen anything resembling affection pass between them. The day of the old settlers' reunion, Jane was happily and irrepressibly animated. Young again, Orion thought. And yet her eagerness and excitement turned to dismay when she arrived. For it was then that she learned that although Dr. Barrett's name had appeared on the reunion roster, it had been placed there in memoriam. He had died in 1860, 25 years before. At the moment of the discovery, the light went out of Jane's eyes. Let us go home, she said to her son. And they did. And Jane was never the same after that. She passed away not many years later at the age of 87. And for the rest of their own lives, Orion and his younger brother Sam would marvel at the account of their mother's lost love, her true love, because of its poignancy, of course, and its irony. And especially because, in a sense, they were born through her pain. For had Richard Barrett simply said, I love you, or had Jane simply swallowed her pride, there never would have been a son named Orion Clemens, nor another son named Sam Clemens, whom you know as Mark Twain. Only now you know the rest of the story.